So it needs some definition in the model, right?
It's more in the API part of the operation side, not the service model. That's what I'm saying. I'm not against what you're trying to propose, but it's just in the wrong place, wrong time.
I think you're saying that we can use another way to find the right service instance. For example, if we already have, we will have the related information. You are agreed that we can, we should choose or find the right instance, but not use the filter mechanism. Is that your opinion?
I'm not sure I understand your question, Chewy.
I mean, you think there has a situation that we should, you know, sometimes we should choose the shared service to compose our new service, right? But maybe you think we shouldn't use the filter mechanism. We can just choose from as a list.
Yes.
Well, I
maybe you confused me. A filter here and a list. I'm saying is that the information when that instance exists, it already exists in a place, right?
Yeah.
Either whoever, you know, instantiate this and managing this has a set of records. Now, if you an outside entity as a consumer and you want to query the orchestrators that do this service, right? Or an entity that's storing all these records, that's done by the query API. Okay, and that's the query API where you can put in, give me a service instance that has a certain set of profile.
You know, first of all, I think maybe the question is not as simple as you think, especially when the a service instance is shared. It can be shared maybe by many, you know, many other services. I don't think the SO or VFC can dependency do the decision. If there we have a, you know, I think filter is kind of rules that help the orchestrator to choose what should be the right or proper instance to compose the new service. That was my understanding. You know, if we, especially when we choose a shared, because the service is nested, the latency, you know, maybe the outside service has its requirements for the latency, and sometimes maybe not one service instance is satisfied.
So, and may I ask one question? Is the filter is the best match or is the exact match?
Sorry, can you repeat your question?
And my question is the filter is the best match or is it the exact match? For example, if you query some flavor with four CPU, or that is only some VNF with four CPU matched, or is CPU more than four is also matched?
I understand your question. First of all, what do you think?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand the question.
Okay.
I think he's asking, you know, if we have many choices that satisfies the filter, then which one we should choose? Choose the best, you know,
best match or exactly match?
Yes.
Let me know if I understand the question correctly. Let's say we have a number of shared of instances of a shared service, and we have a filter, and now after we apply the filter, we have several instances that feed this filter. Okay, yes. Now this is the orchestrator configuration which is supposed to take care of this. Either you model everything so that you have only a single choice, or you can have parameters in the orchestrators that orchestrator will either choose first or a random one, or it will do some load balancing between the different choices. This, yes, is, this is something that is not supposed to be handled in the model.
No, that's not acceptable. That needs a new requirement for the orchestrator to support. Like you said, is it randomly, or is it load balance, or is it whatever. It needs some rules or some requirement on the for the SO, right?
Yeah, well, let's say we have two services.
Sorry, again.
I think it's similar to the requirements capabilities or to substitution of services or resources. Let's say we have some rule. Service A needs to consume an instance of shared service B. It needs to find some instance. So it has a criteria how to find this instance. And if several instances of this service satisfy this criteria, why do you care which one of them you will consume, right? They're equal from your point of view. If they are not equal, then there needs to be some additional property, right, which you can also add to the filter, and then you get only one. That's my understanding.
Yeah, I think I can understand your description, but I'm just curious. This is bringing a lot of complicated things in the both modeling and orchestrator. You need to consider a lot of properties and to find what you want or what is orchestrator want. Right.
So maybe I think a person is trying maybe. He thinks if we have many choices, we don't have to at the model level to make decision on which is
the exact one. Okay. Yeah. My point is if we like you said, and if there are so many choices based on the filters, that depends on the orchestrator to select one of them. Then we need some. Requirement or some clarification on the SO to let SO, okay, that's your responsibility and to make choice which one should be choose, right?
I don't know. I think if you do not define, if you do not define the model, some rule to filter to find the exact instance that you need, then you probably do not care which one of them you will get, and then it's the orchestrator responsibility to find one for you and to choose one.
Yeah, this is I'm not against what the model thinks. I'm just think about relationship between the orchestrator and the models. If you define model here, you need to think about relationship, how is the orchestrator to use it, right?
And that's part of the API or the entity that interact between the producer of this information and the consumer of this information. The consumer information, when they query, when they query the orchestrators, he has a choice to put in that I want to see all the service instance, or I want to see XYZ service instance based on this search criteria. Mm. Yeah, and so on the filter criteria. So what you're proposing to me is more or less is part of the the I can call it the model for the API. And it's true, I would prefer to have that same model across all the API, so the consumer and the producer of that API, they use the same filtering model or the criteria, okay? That is the right discussion, but not in the service modeling discussion.
So I guess we're trying to look at how is this used, who's consuming this filter, right? So if the orchestrator is using it or OOF is using it to get candidate items that it's going to do placement on or selection of, then we need to make sure that we have some kind of, you know, thread that flows through and that we don't have to, you know, redo, and I think Tim has an excellent point, that we don't have to redo the types of queries that are being done in order to understand which candidates are being filtered out, right? So we can specify a filter here, but how's it used downstream and how consistent is it with, you know, queries into AI and what OOF and SO are expecting?
Yeah, but Andy, to make progress, I would say, yeah, you do need to describe the criteria and filters and all that, but that's independent to a service or any service or even a BNF.
So I think what's clear is that the service has a set of requirements, right?
I think the filter will not be used to the specific VNF or PNF. It is the service level filter.
You think it's only going to be used to select other services?
Yeah.
So SO would need to be aware of it, and AI would need to support that.
Yes, of course. SO needs to also be aware of whether a service is shared or dedicated, whether it's nested or it's not nested. There are several things which SO needs to be.
But that's outside the service modeling. That's what I'm saying.
Right. It's not relevant to this discussion, I think.
I don't know, because I think we have to look at, if we're modeling these interdependencies among you know, nested or shared services, and SO needs to respond to that. This is the model that SO is consuming, right? So we probably want to share this and get SO's feedback on it.
No, Andy. The what the proposal is proposing the mechanism for finding a service.
But who's doing that?
In the service model, it's unnecessary to carry that information. Now, the mechanism of how to find things or filter things, we can ask the SO can document it.
You're right, but
we
I think,
can
but,
offer
but,
them, but they are independent. But,
So,
it's
so
part
I think
of the API is so part of the operation call.
I hear your concern about specifying the mechanism in the model, but I think if we take a step back, what semantics are we trying to represent with this filter? I think what I've been hearing, the semantics talk about how one service relates to other services that can be consumed by that service.
Yes.
Whether they're shared or not shared. Yes. So there has to be a way of describing that interrelationship. And I think what Borislav and Chewy did here is they described that interrelationship through this filter capability. Yeah. But perhaps then are you suggesting that there's a better way to semantically model that interrelationship, you know, in the logical model?
Well, the current model is what I think is the best way to, it express the relationship here, and the first one, when we I think this is we have the three classes here, it is because if the service we describe that as the composite service level, right? Because the atomic service, it do not choose to find the service component only when he is the composite service that he should to choose one or more service components. And one composite service, it has many service A composite or atomic service A composite or atomic service 2, and we must also tell the information how to deal with this service component. Then this attribute is to say, maybe the different components can have different filter roles. So we must to tell which component to have which filter, and this filter construction is, we can use the atomic filter to give the detailed information. When this filter composite, can be two or more of this filter. Sometimes we only need one condition, and sometimes we use two more conditions. And that is the relationship of the this association.
Mm-hmm. And is there any example for this, for your description, and how to use these filters, how to select the correct service, and how is our treater use it? Maybe it's better to for readers to understand the.
Okay.
I agree. Having an example, showing sample service and how the filter would be set up.
There is an example in the slide deck.
Yes.
Okay. Can we go there and maybe we can discuss that, and then maybe this will help.
Yeah, I think
we already did this.
Lost the sharing.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah,
okay.
I think it's kind of slow. I don't know why.
It's Microsoft.
Okay, I will. Okay.
So basically what the filter is being used for, it's saying from one service, the super service, I'll say, it's using the filter to select candidates that can fulfill components of that service without explicitly saying what the components are.
Commenting on that, the filter is a means to look at whatever is stored there, call it the inventory. In this case, it's the inventory of composite service descriptions to find the right one. And I think what Finn is saying is there's presumably some sort of an API that's exposed. That API then has input, and let me know if I'm misspeaking here, then, but there's some means to provide input, And so in the input to the API, you can say, here's the criteria I need for my selection. And then underneath the covers that API is the function to go through the list of service descriptors and finding the one or the list that meets the criteria. And that does not need to be part of the model itself.
But what they're specifying here in this example on the right-hand side is they're showing the filters used to express the consuming service requirements.
Yep.
And maybe that's a better way to state the semantics.
Well, let me explain the way I interpret this slide. Okay, so if on the right-hand side, the consuming services, that mean the service that's, make sure I got it right, is the service that's offering the service to another service. Am I right? The one on the left is the one that actually consuming that specific service.
No, I think it's the opposite.
Okay.
Oh, so that's correct.
The one on the right, is the one that's consuming or using the service that's produced by the consumed service, isn't it? The one left is the producer, and the one on the right is the consumer.
I think maybe you
consumed and consuming, yeah.
Based on maybe the words you have
the
here.
Maybe the title, it's maybe got reversed, but I look at this picture without looking those two heading words. I'm assuming that the one on the right is the one that's the producer of the service that's offering. The one on the left is the one that using it. And each of those on the right basically say he has an attribute or a class called filter, and then he has a specific RAN latency and the values.
Well, see, the one on the left is the one that's producing, and it has a specific latency that's explicitly specified as 4 milliseconds. And the ones on the right are saying, I have a need, you know, for a 5G RAN NSS with a RAN latency less than this amount.
Yeah, that's my understanding either.
Okay. It doesn't matter which way, but let's assume that what you described, Andy, we can go with that as part of discussions. So from here on the right-hand side, I don't need a filter. All I need to declare the RAN latency with a certain value or certain range. Go to next slide.
But again, that's the requirement, right, of the ULLC NSS.
That's what I was about to say. It's more about
and matching
the requirement
by the way.
And the capabilities of these.
Yeah, and I think maybe that's maybe a better way to express it in terms that Tosco folks might understand better is instead of calling it a filter, call it requirements on the right-hand side, and on the left-hand side, it's a capability.
So
I think it's worse than Tosco requirements and capabilities, because Tosco requirements and capabilities are defining the specific types of services. Like one service provides the capability, another one provides a requirement, and then this is the way they find each other. But
how is this different?
There is one more level because upon creation of the model, you do not know what will be the latency. Okay, so what you're creating here is a template. And then upon instantiation, you will be able to find a service, a shared service, which satisfies the relationship to the consuming service, which you do not know during the modeling time.
Right.
You know, only on the
but I can put in a range. I can put in the criteria. And now we're switching to the Tosca discussion here, but in Tosca, I can put in a criteria, okay, that I want a service that has a RAN latency four milliseconds or less.
Obviously,
But you do not know that it will be 4 milliseconds. You only know that your run latency should be less than the ULLC latency.
So on the right hand side,
what will be the values? You do not know.
So on the right hand side, you have a model. You have a ULLC model, service model, right? And one of its parameters is ULLC NSS latency. That's an input parameter. Right. So service orchestrator will receive a service request that will give an explicit amount for that parameter. And it may be 5 coming in for that certain, that first instance. It could be 6 for the second instance. It could be 9 for the third instance.
Right.
So when SO gets that request, it'll look for services, consume services, the provider that can support that. And one of the things it would look for, it says, okay, is there a 5G RAN that supports a latency less than 5 for the first one? And yes, I found one. Here's one that has 4, and it meets that requirement. And that's it.
And the way he does that, okay, the way that SO does it, okay, two approach. First approach, let's say that he knows where all the records of all the service is stored somewhere in ANI or somewhere. He can query that. And during that query, he can set the query criteria or search criteria or filter criteria to match
the specific. I still can't do this.
Well, the service descriptor needs to specify what that criteria is, and that's what they're calling filter.
No. Look,
I want it to be model-driven, not query-driven.
The language or the API has that, not in the model.
No, you can't go to the API. Someone has to, we have ULLC service, right? And someone has to specify during design time what the parameters are for that service. What are the criteria for that service? What describes that service?
No, that's fine. Wait, that's fine. Look at this. On the consumed service, I declare I have a RAN latency of 4 milliseconds. On the right hand side, consuming service, I don't need to put this filter. All I need to know is what attributes I need to search or find. What are the attributes?
And the question is, how do you know this value for such kind of attribute? You need some input in the API.
Yeah, you need to describe what the inputs for that service are. Yeah, and
that's where I was about to say. You have a service profile. You have a service ID, you have a service profile, you have a slice profile. Those are the profiles that make unique about a service. And in each of those profiles, there's a set of attributes. So when I'm going to query or search something, I'm looking for those attribute characteristics to match.
First, we have a profile for instance. Second, the service profile is used to suit our before the instantiation, we know the requirements. I want to ask you one question. If we wanted to choose an instance, how do you know we should choose an exactly one or we should create a new? And then if we have both, how can we make the decision? Based on service profile, I don't think it is okay.
I can put in a criteria as a template designer, okay, so that the SO know what to do.
Which is the filter.
I can put in that.
The filter, by the way, can use the service profile parameters in the filter.
So you
could define a service. You put some service profile parameters in the service, and then you create a filter that can correlate the different service parameters, and this way find the right info. By the way, in this deck, there is also a Tosca example of the filter implementation.
So filter represents a service criteria or service constraints, right, of the designed service. And those are filled in with the input parameters on the request. So then, did you have a different model in mind? Did you want to propose a different model? Or do you want, maybe filter is not a good name? And it would be better if we expressed this in a different, instead of using the term filter, if we expressed it in a different name, would that help?
It's not the name. The name is irrelevant to me. I'm more looking at is that if you want to search or if you want to declare a certain service with a certain set of characteristics, you just declared it on those set of properties or those attributes. Okay? Now, since we're speaking as a Tosca term now, the orchestrator, when the orchestrator receiving the template to bring a new service up, okay, he will look for the best possible match. And of course, the best possible match is you list a set of criteria for matching. In this case, the rain, latency, or any other set of properties that you give to the orchestrator, and he will, that's part of your service requirements, and he will find a service that offering that match that capabilities.
Okay, so doesn't the filter represent this, doesn't the filter represent those service requirements?
Now that's up to the data model of Tosca folks.
Well, we need to represent the requirements in the information model.
Yeah.
Right? We need a way of semantically describing that.
Okay.
And what Borislav proposed here is filter is a way of doing that. We could maybe name it requirements or name it something, but maybe it just needs a better description. But I think this discussion has been very helpful for me.
The properties that you can use to declare your requirements or the attribute, I would say naturally would be the service profile. So, Chewy, can you go to the information model?
So the nouns here, the nouns here, like RAN latency, should be, you're suggesting, should be things that are described in the service profile.
Perhaps service profile or slice profile. Those are two sets of profiles. So
where do you get the nouns, like the nouns in the filter? Do you have in SDC, do you have a way of, selecting what those are? So how does the user pull down from a drop-down list as to what those are? They're not just typing free text in. Does it come from a profile somewhere?
One more thing is when you put some information in the profile, that means there's a static value, or it can be updated long time. But if you use a filter, you can get the real time value that you can find is.
I think the service profile, always given before instantiation. And, SO, when he gets the templates, he will according to the SD or service profile to instantiation service. But what if when this time we have a new service needed to be created, I don't think it should create the whole set of the nested service. He may have the choice to have, and even the service profile, it tells the total requirements of the service, but it cannot tell the inner service details.
Exactly. What I mean is that is when, for example, for the latency, and you in the profile you identify 5 milliseconds, but in real time you just provide 6 or 7. but I think we are want to use less than 5 milliseconds. That is in real time service, right? Or so another thing is I'm just curious. Previous slide about a lot of consuming service in the right hand that want to consume, want to use a consumed service. And I'm not so sure if the thousands of consuming services only get the one and consume the service on the left hand. Is there any mechanism to, okay, this is overload or this is already over capacity, or is there something for that one?
You can add additional filter criteria that okay, will yeah. say I need this filter to be I don't know any properties that you put there.
Okay. That is the properties identified. Is vendor specific or this is some you put in the model?
Yeah, you can put it in the model. Also, you can have things which are defined on the orchestrator level, which will, you know, if you see on the right, there is a, on instance level, there are parameters like available numbers, some instance, available instance number or something like this. You probably rename it. So this is thing which is a little bit different because now you're trying to find not which of the service is supposed to be shared, but which service can be shareable, okay?
Okay.
If a service does not have free capacity or free, if it's all the frequencies are in use, or something like that, then it cannot be even a candidate for sharing.
Yeah, maybe my question is related to the further step. Okay.
Do we all think that is there any question for introducing the filter rules into the massive service model?
It sounds like agreement yet.
It sounds like there's still questions.
I think the best for the moment, I would be more comfortable if we separate this filter away from any service descriptor, and then we can talk with SO or any other consumer of raise the question, how do they find or query or identify specific instance of a service?
So right? So then you're suggesting that the homework would be to go back to maybe SO to get an understanding how they would like to do this matching?
Yes.
This selection?
How they expect, if we provide them a service template, you know, how do they expect it?
Mm-hmm. Understanding what their needs are, yeah.
Yeah, and to me, what you propose for the filtering is more in the line of an API across SO or across other consumer and producer of their API to have a same consistent model so I can query, I can search, I can find specific attributes or characteristic of a service. Is common, so I'm support that, but not into one model. It's a separate, and I think we also need to go back and expand the service profile, because I look at the service profile, the actual table, not just the UML diagram, is. It's limited information. Julie, can you just go scroll down? I mean, if you click on service profile, right, and just follow it. So in the service profile, you got service descriptor and you got profile ID. When you go to profile ID, it's almost like nothing much left. what I'm looking for is a service profile where it has a certain set of attributes. And then I look at the profile ID, I also expect to see a set of profile attributes, characteristic of that. And the latency and all those maybe belong to one of these profiles.
Yeah, I think there is a missing, the key value map is missing in this table.
Oh, yeah. This is the problem. I think we could do,
instead of spend so much time on the filtering and all that, maybe we should just work improving the service profile and the other stuff to strengthen the model a little bit.
So, Sing, can I understand that your suggestion is we can merge the filter thoughts into the service profile? You know, just kind of like change the places from the current to, you know, describing it in the service profile?
I wouldn't say merge. I would say just park that discussion and then just focus on building and strengthening the service profile and the profile ID and all of those to populate those attributes.
I feel like we are going in circles. Like we already presented and discussed the service profile, and we previously also discussed filters. And now we would like to park it and discuss it again. And also regarding your suggestion to consult with the SO people. So, well, I'm looking at the ONAP as a modular system. So this functionality may be implemented by SO and it may be implemented by a different orchestrator. So should we ask all the different orchestrators whether they agree that we put this in the model, or I think we need to come from the model and then ask the different orchestrators to implement it in the way that they find appropriate.
Or how about taking your use case, your kind of your description of what you'd like to do, and what you're suggesting, you know, that diagram of the service, and asking the different orchestration platforms, you know, how they would like to receive that requirement, and what would be useful for them. So understanding what, you know, how they could use it.
I did that with our internal orchestrator and asked them what they think, and they said that they agree and actually implemented it.
I'm saying on the platform, though, we need to probably understand on the platform.
You know, actually, for the orchestrator part, I think all of the ONAP should be model-driven. You know, I think SO or orchestrator must implement that according to the template. So,
right. We do want model driven. I think that's an important aspect, in that we don't want to hard code a lot of stuff, but it's also important we get, you know, representation of this criteria or requirements for the service correct and make sure it's consumable by the various orchestrators. So I think it's good work. You still have some questions. And you stated exactly what you were asking for to help clear those up.
So, Andy, you wanted to let this filter patch to show at the SO project and to see how they will use this filter.
I think we need to probably read it out to SO. Maybe during one of their meetings, and get their feedback on it. Then would that help you?
I think so. Because I think, yeah, I already speak it, yeah. But I think we need to fill in the like I said, the service profile and the slice profile. If in the context of 5G slice, then we need to add the 5G slice profile. But if it's just a service, then we need to add the service profile. in the model.
Please notice that we removed the slice profile from the generic proposal, because slice profile is the same as service profile. That the service that will represent the slice, in its service profile, we have properties which are four slice. Service which will represent SD1 will have in service properties the properties that represent SD1 properties. So, or if you want, you can extend that class. So I'm not sure we need to.
The reason I bring this up, unless ONAP want to deviate from 3GPP, 5G RAN, they already have a model. So we need to figure out how do we best consume that model and work what they already defined and publish their spec.
Exactly. Otherwise, you put that model inside the service profile.
Yeah, it's model driven, right? So the idea is you're not hard coding the stuff in. It's being specified as part of the model, the descriptor when you're creating it in a SDC.
Okay. There has 3 minutes passed. I think we will just end here. Maybe I can also have communicated with the ISOPTL to query or ask him for some understanding or help about this filter part. So what do you think? Okay, I think that is no objection.
No objections. No.
Okay, so that's all. Thank you for joining.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good morning.
Good evening. Good morning. Bye bye.
Bye.